One halakha in the laws of Birkat Hatov Ametiv. The halakha writes that under specific conditions, if a person made Bore Priya Gefen on one cup of wine, if the conditions are met, he can make a beracha on a different cup of wine, the beracha batov ha-metiv. The beracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaTov ha-metiv. But we're discussing today one specific law that poses a great problem for many people that want to make this beracha. The halakha writes in Kuf Ayin He, halakha Gimal, that if you have in front of you a good wine and an inferior wine, they're both in front of you, and you're going to make one Bore Priya Gefen. The halakha says you must use the good wine to make Bore Priya Gefen, and the Bore Priya Gefen on the good wine covers the secondary wine. Always the Ikar is Poter, the Tafer. You're not going to make a Berachan the Ra to Poter the Tov. You make a Berachan the Tov to Poter the Ra. That's Maran the Furash. So then the question comes up, if that's the case, people that, let's say, use a cheap wine for Kiddush, and they know they're going to drink a good wine later on for the meal. Problem is, according to Maran, if you have two wines in front of you, you're really not supposed to put yourself in a position where you're going to make a beracha on the cheaper wine to make a tov emetiv on the better. You're talking about a beracha tochila on the better. Now, of course, with the abad, if you did it, we'll let you make a tov emetiv, but you shouldn't put yourself in that position. But many people do that. So Hakam David Yosef has a chidush. He said that if you have a reason why you want to use the cheaper wine for kiddush, for the inferior wine, for example, it's lighter. People don't want to drink on an empty stomach a heavy wine. They want to have a lighter wine in order for them to start the seudah. Or, for example, the people, the kids around the table, they don't want to drink this heavy wine. Everybody wants to taste from the course of kiddush. And they're not interested in that. So they want to drink a lighter wine, or a grape juice, let's say. Or even better, let's say the wine that you have for kiddush is not mevushal. And then the good wine that you have later on happens to be a mevushal wine. So there's a reason why you want to use the inferior wine, even though in taste maybe it's inferior, but it's not mevushal. And somebody shouldn't even say, for kiddush, the wine has to be not mevushal, so that we have a overriding reason. So as long as you have a reason why you're using the wine that is inferior, you would have no problem to make it lechatechila on that. And then during the meal, if the other conditions are met, which we'll discuss the other conditions in the future daily halakhot, it would be permissible to make a tov emetiv. So again, the halakha says, lechatechila, if all things are fair, you should make the beracha on the better wine, gefen, and then that's it. You're covered, there's no tov emetiv. But in the case we have a reason why you want to make a beracha on the garua wine first, for the reasons that we mentioned, then it's perfectly okay to make gefen on that, and then a tov emetiv during the seudah on the other cups.